This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Now, an issue that we've spoken about quite a few times on air.
Quite a lot, Macca.
Pill testing, and I ask people to cast their minds back to two issues that we saw, I think, successfully resolved and that are now in place. That 4 years ago, if you'd have said we will have a supervised injecting facility in Victoria, people would have gone no. We would have dying with dignity legislation in Victoria, people would have gone no. And I hope that in 4 years' time, I can say the same thing about pill testing, because both those previous decisions are actually about common sense and solutions that came about based on evidence. I know that's novel in the political world, evidence-based decisions, but, you know, it isn't about giving false comfort. It is about actually getting the evidence and then making a decision based on the evidence. So today, continuing this subject for us, Dr. Stephen McNally, he's the CEO... Sorry, Deputy CEO, I've just promoted you.
Yeah, don't give me
of the Pennington Institute. Welcome, Stephen.
Thank you.
Now, Macca, before you proceed, I just need to declare an interest.
Oh.
I'm a former board director for the organisation that Stephen worked on. Haven't been there for many years, but...
So it survived despite...
Just to get that out of the way. It was formerly called Annex.
That's right. Hmm. Yes.
So just to get that out of the way, in case anybody thinks that...
Well,
we've done a deal of sorts.
No.
We can do that afterwards.
That's right. So for those of you who don't know, Melbourne-based Pennington Institute is an independent drug research policy and education organisation, and they're going to hold a public forum to hear experts debate the evidence for and against pill testing, and that's going to happen next Friday. Now, we've seen a number of deaths at music festivals this summer. There is widespread debate about whether states and territories should allow it. Some say it'll save lives. Some oppose it. We really need to understand what the issues are and to shed some light on the debate. So Pennington Institute is going to hold a public information forum.
So, Stephen,
Tell us about it.
Why should we have pill testing?
Why should we have pill testing? It's a sensible thing to do. It's there is evidence behind it. At the same time, acknowledging that there is, Mackie, you mentioned, you know, it's the evidence is really important. It is out there, but it's also a really emotive area as well. People are at risk. People do die of taking pills. We need to get more information out there.
Give us some numbers. How many people actually die of pills?
Well, in the last year, we're looking around about 20. Look, it's really hard to sort of pinpoint the number because... We don't sort of collect all that information easily in compare with a lot of other drug taking. It's a small number when you look at the number of overdoses that we are experiencing across, you know, in 2016, the latest data we have, 1,700 deaths in Australia. So we're looking,
or alcohol related injuries and deaths.
Yeah, exactly.
Which mount into the thousands, really, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, and you combine all those, and you've got devastating levels of harm. Deaths. But what we're seeing is that with pill taking, a lot of people don't know what's in the pill. And what we are seeing now with MDMA, the level, how strong they are, it is increasing. And the drug report, global drug report from last year stated that the level is incredibly high, and this is not a great time to start using these drugs, because it is much, much higher than what has ever been before. And we're also finding that that a lot of these pills are mixed with a whole range of other odd things, from, you know, concrete and things you would never imagine's in there.
So one of the criticisms that's been floated is that you're actually helping people to take their drugs more safely. Isn't that a form of promoting drug use?
It's being realistic, and it's acknowledging that people do take drugs.
They don't, do they?
Apparently they do. And they take these pills in music festivals, they're having a bit of a dance and they're feeling great, and they take it because it'll make them feel even better, which is, what a strange thing that is. And the reality is that that happens, and to think that that's not going to continue happening is a strange thing to believe in.
This public event that you're going to hold, it's actually to hear people who have experience in this area. What do you, one of the criticisms about pill testing is, it'll give you a false sense of security. It will tell you basically what's in the pill, but you actually need to know what that's going to do. Well, I would have thought that part of this whole thing is that you actually do provide, if you're going to test the pills, you actually have someone there that can tell someone what is in it. Do you think, and I'm saying the Pennington Institute isn't saying we must have pill testing, you're saying let's have the discussion. Let's have a discussion. Let's make that clear. Pennington Institute isn't saying, because otherwise the shock jocks will be chasing you up the street, and the Herald Sun will take a picture of your dog, that this is actually about having a discussion based on evidence.
Exactly. It's about having an informed discussion.
And then see what comes out of it.
Yeah. And what we're doing is we're inviting, it's a couple of scientists we're having, and also we're having someone with a lived experience, a mother who has lost a child, Daniel, a few years ago to suspected overdose from a pill. What we're doing is we're providing both sides. We've got someone who will be talking in favour and also giving the experience, his experiences of dealing with people as they come into the emergency department, and also he's a strong advocate. He's been working in this area for about 20 years. He's very knowledgeable. He's got a lot of information.
That's Professor David Caldicott.
Yeah, exactly. David Caldicott from Canberra, and he's from the ANU and also from the Calvary Hospital in Canberra. We've also got Andrew Levy, who's from Adelaide, and he's giving the other side. The challenges that it's not all clear, with the testing. There are, we need to be aware of that the results, there are some issues around some of that. And I'm really looking forward to hearing what he has to say so I can learn more about, so it's not 100% proof. And we do know that because the pill is tested, we find out what's in there. You actually, and it might be at a safer level, but you don't know what reaction that's going to have.
I mean, what it's going to have on you, because everyone is going to respond to it a little bit differently.
And it won't necessarily stop people from taking the pill. I mean, just because you know what's in it doesn't mean that you're not going to take it necessarily. Well, what it means is that you can make an informed choice.
Someone who took a pill where you've had it tested and they say, look, basically, if you take this, you're probably going to die. Correct me if I'm wrong, I think there was a festival in Canberra a while ago where there was some pill testing, and one of the pills, they said, if you take this, it's going to have really bad consequences. In fact, you may die.
Yeah, and that was back in April. And that was the trial that they did, which was great. So, I mean, there is some evidence there from within Australia, let alone the evidence from Europe, from UK.
So there's a substantial body of evidence
of work even, testing.
that does actually demonstrate that it's effective?
Yeah, there is.
How many countries?
Europe, you're talking, Netherlands has been doing it for many years. So we're talking over 20 years there, and then Austria, Switzerland, UK.
UK?
Yeah, in the last couple of years.
The mother country?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Had no idea.
Yeah. So it's the evidence is there. The problem is not the problem, but the challenge for us is that emotive stuff and that we do need to... We need to have the conversations. We need to put people at ease. We need to get people to understand that the context in which people take these drugs, they will continue to do that, and we have to create safer places and allow those spaces to have those conversations to reduce the harm.
So what do you say to those critics who say this will encourage drug taking?
That the evidence shows that it does not, and we have evidence from the UK, from a range of countries, that when people find out what's in the drug, and if it's at a dangerous level, they will disregard that drug. So we know that from the evidence. We also know that people who do not take drugs, having pill testing and drugs around is not going to encourage them to start taking drugs. We know that as well. So and we need to put all that on the table and have those. We need to get all that evidence out, and we need to have those debates in sort of in a sensible, growing up way.
Sounds very sensible. Now, before we let you go, Stephen, tell us when and where this forum will take place, and do you need to book, or can you just turn up?
Yeah, you do need to book. It's this Friday, so it's February the 8th. It's at the Multicultural Hub Centre, which is opposite the Vic Market. Mm-hmm. It starts at 12:15, so you need to get there around about 12 o'clock, and it will finish at 2 o'clock. You do need to book. We've only got spaces for about 100 people, and we've only got about 20 or 30. I think it's only about 20 places left.
How do you book?
You go to Pennington Institute website, which is Pennington, and that's Pennington, so it's only one N, not two, and there's three altogether. how's that? .org.au. And so there will be a link there, and you can go in there and you can get your ticket.
We'd like you to come back a week, you know, perhaps in a couple of weeks after that.
And I can tell you what I learned.
Tell us how it went, what you learned, and, you know, what you think the environment is for the future.
Great. Thank you very much. And thanks for inviting me on, guys.
Great to have you in the studio.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.